And from the Arbor Care Center in O'Neill this morning, we have with us the duo of Kara and Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you ladies?
Good, thank you.
I thought we ought to do a duet or something in there. You guys want to sing? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, Kara, there's lots of new and exciting things going on at Arbor Care, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's lots of changes going on, and we were able to welcome a new director of nursing to our nursing home, and I will let her go ahead and introduce herself.
All right, Sarah.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sarah Clausen. A little bit about myself. I was born in Atkinson, raised in Butte, Nebraska, so I'm from around the area. Went to high school and graduated from Butte. I attended nursing school at Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota, and graduated there from in 2011 with my bachelor's degree. I have worked in numerous places, from acute care to long-term care, for 16 years total. Prior to becoming a nurse, I was a CNA, so I've worked my way up. One thing I love about nursing, I have chose long-term care as my niche, because I love the rapport that you build with the residents and the families in the nursing home setting. So currently I live in Atkinson, Nebraska, so it's just a little jaunt over, and I have a little girl that keeps me busy in the meantime.
All right. That's Zuri?
Zuri,
yeah, yes. Yeah, Zuri's here with us this morning, so good to have Zuri at KBRX. She's checking everything out here at KBRX, so that's good. Well, let's talk about some of the activities that are going on and will be going on at Arbor Care Center.
The Pinnacle Bank was gracious enough to sponsor our Tree of Love again for 2021. They have been doing this for several years, and we appreciate them more than they will know, and so do the residents. This makes the residents' holiday extremely special, so we appreciate the Pinnacle Bank. As you know, our activities director is very outgoing, and so she put a new twist on the Tree of Love this year, and some of the requests that the residents wanted that came to her. Due to COVID, many of the residents have not been able to get out and about with their families. So therefore, many of them are asking for gift certificates to their favorite local restaurants.
Oh, nice.
So that is some of the stuff that is on many of their lists. And so we thought it would be fun, a fun twist for them to give them an option to eat something of their choice. And that'll be at their own will if they come to me or Juanita or Sarah or any of the nursing staff and want to eat out that day, we'll order it in and go get it for them.
Sweet.
And bring it to them. So they are looking forward to that.
Yeah, and a great way to support our local restaurants.
Absolutely.
Too.
So if you guys want to stop down at Pinnacle Bank and pick a resident and bring cheer to their holiday season, we would appreciate that, and so would they. So we are lucky enough to live in such a great community of people who
you bet
like to do those things.
Yeah, so make sure to stop down at Pinnacle Bank and we'll get the Tree of Love up and pick a name off of there, and then they just bring it back to Pinnacle Bank, right?
Yep.
Their gift.
Yep.
So, or they can bring it right down.
They can bring it out to us too, okay. And then we'll put it under our Christmas tree for our big party.
Sweet. Awesome. All right. How about, and of course, always looking for ways to kind of cheer the residents up and looking for maybe if somebody has a few extra of these around, or if they're looking for, we've got organizations out there that like to make everybody's day a little better, but you guys are looking for some inflatables, I hear.
Yes. So last year with COVID, the residents, of course, weren't able to get out. And so we had a lot of people donate inflatables. And we put those up all over the facility. There was some cool inflatables that I have never seen. It's fun for them to be able to sit and enjoy those and go around the facility and look at all the different inflatables. So we are taking donations for inflatables for them. There were a few that donated last year, and we do appreciate that. So,
all right. I understand we have a new resident out at Arbor Care Center.
Yeah. So.
And what's his name?
His name is Ziggy.
Ziggy. Okay.
Juanita brought a pet,
a pet
to our facility.
Okay.
The residents seem to really enjoy him. He is a hedgehog.
A hedgehog. All right.
Some like to see him from afar, and
sure,
some like to hold him.
Uh-huh.
So everyone got a chance to vote. Every resident, Juanita went around, every resident put in a vote. And then they put the three most popular or most chosen names into a hat, and then everyone voted again. And the chosen name was Ziggy.
Huh.
He's pretty interesting to watch.
I bet, yeah.
And the residents check on him every day.
I can't say that I've been around a hedgehog before,
and
but I'm sure
I'd
find it interesting to see what they do. Yeah.
So, it's been lots of laughs.
I bet. So. I bet. All right. So welcome Ziggy to Arbor Care Center. All right. And just real quick, maybe talk about some employment opportunities available at Arbor Care Center.
We are looking for housekeeping, laundry aide, and then CNAs, both days and nights, and charge nurses. We have pretty gracious sign-on bonuses. So if you're interested, call myself or Sarah at the nursing home, and we can answer those questions for you. And then with the shortage of nursing staff in the healthcare industry around the world, our wage scales have been revamped just recently. And so our wages are now competitive with surrounding hospitals and other long-term care facilities in this area.
Okay, awesome. And they can just call just for an application or stop out?
Yep, they can call Sarah or myself, and we can answer their questions, give them a tour, or stop out for an application.
All right. Got to put you on the spot here real quick, but the holidays, obviously, Thanksgiving next week. What's the visitation policy right now at Arbor Care Center?
So with the visitation policies, we just follow the CMS guidelines, what is recommended with that. So it's forever changing. So we just recommend that they call out to the facility and check with us on that.
If they want to come and visit a loved one, call and you guys will give them all the details and how they need to prepare.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun stuff going on out at the Arbor Care Center. And I know the holidays are always exciting, but we rely a lot on volunteers and people to donate the items to help make the residents' holidays a little merrier, too. So, and we thank them for everything they've done in the past.
Yep. So. We decided to let Matt go hunting today.
Oh, there you go. Well, hopefully he'll be able to get a deer on the deer page at KVRX.com. So, well, and just real quick, Sarah, you're the new DNS out at Arbor Care Center. We know we've got a lot of school students out there trying to decide careers. And as we just heard, there's a shortage of nurses all over. And what do you like best about being a nurse?
Oh my gosh, I've wanted to be a nurse since I was 5 years old. So what don't I like? like I had mentioned, I love the rapport that you get with your patients and their families. When I first started, I wanted to be in pediatrics, and that has forever changed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. There's just so much.
Right.
I mean, me personally, I like wounds.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah. But it's the giving part, you know, the love that you have to take care of other people. And so that's forever what I will enjoy.
And you get to make a difference in someone's life.
Absolutely.
And like we said, there's a lot of courses already that high school kids can take prior to graduating from high school that can get them on a career in the healthcare field.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Yes.
So, all right. Well, Sarah and Kara, anything else this morning before we let you go?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving, also the staff and all the residents out at the Arbor Care Center.
Thank you
very much.
Yep. Sarah and Kara from the Arbor Care Center here in O'Neill.